So next presentation about Netex event and Siri, but more deep dive in the technical stuff. Thank you, Alban, for coming.
Hello, everybody. Faut que je parle fort. Ok. Hello, everybody. Hi. We are going to talk about Netex and Siri, not the spec, the code, how to read, how to write, how to convert, or I don't know, Netex and Siri in real life, maybe a developer. But we will see. Netex is a file format for static data. A Siri is a API for real-time data. It's okay for most of the people in the room. Netex and Siri have a bad reputation. It's XML, it's verbose, it's old, blah, blah, blah. And we will see that with a little piece of code. It can be funny. I'm Alban Peignet. I work in French company En Route. We are working for a long time on two free software. Chouette is manage static data, so Netex and GTFS. And ARA is managing real-time data. So it's a SaaS platform, but it's open source. To work for Chouette, for example, we need to read Netex from everywhere. So it takes a few years, but we find solution, and this is the solution. What's the plan? We will see how to read a Netex file, simply. We will see how to invoke a Siri API, any Siri API in the world, write a Netex file, and create a Siri server, and as my VPN works, we may have a demo. and we will see what is missing for Netex and Siri, and why this kind of conference is needed. But I need to know who knows something about that to be clear and adjust the talk. Who already use GTFS? Whew. Who has ever seen a Netex file? See? Less. Who makes code to read a Netex file? 3, 2, 5, 6. Okay. Yeah. We make a code to create a Netex file. Ah, the same. And who already invoke a Siri API somewhere in Europe? Ah, same, 6, 5. Okay, I hope we will be much more next year. This is how to read a Netex file. Any Netex file in the world can be read by this piece of code. You open, give a file, and the code will process maybe a long time, but you will have what you need in the Netex file. If you have already seen a Netex file, it's not obvious. There is some steps to go down at this level. We are working, our customer are using Netex file from everywhere in Europe, so we have to find solution to read any Netex file and see, okay, open a ticket and next week or 2 weeks. So this piece of code will work in, it's Ruby, but it will work on every file in the world. A Netex file can be an XML, can be a zip with XML. There is profile in Netex, something that a developer can understand, but it's each country, each region can make its own adaptation of Netex. It's Netex, but it's not like the neighbor. It can work on a simple XML file or of two lines, but it can work too on a 10 gigabyte file, because in production we are managing very big file. And it can even work on totally invalid file, something that it's XML but it's not Netex, the library will be able to read the file and make as much as possible to read the data. In fact, it's as easy in GTFS, but there is more code to, it's not CSV and it's more complex. But NetText has an advantage for developer in that. It's XML, it's verbose, but you have a lot of data. You can store a lot of detail, you can store lots of concepts that you can't store in GTFS. So most of GTFS world using a normalized file and a lot of specific file around. And you have, when you are a developer, GTFS is fun the first 2 weeks, and after is specific file around GTFS. With NetText and a lot of code, a piece of code, you will be able to manage all that complexity and rich part of the file format, because you will be able to provide a lot of feature with in single file. There's sound. Okay. But things in the live are not as easy as in the code, as you know. So there is a lot of NetText variety because NetText allows this variety. NetText is a big spec of 7,000 pages. Yes, something like that. Don't read it, but quickly. But in each country, in each region, everybody adapts NetText. NetText is like, for a developer, NetText is a framework. You have a lot of attributes, and you choose what part is really useful for you. But for a developer, code does not like variety. Somebody will say, okay, my file is like maybe the French file, or maybe the Nordic file, but it's not like the... Most of our users are creating file with Shred, for example, and the support have to answer to question about the code which read the file. So if you read in the text file, don't use static approach. You can't use a static approach. You can't use an XPath hard-coded in the code. It won't work. It's not like that. In production, most of the NetText file are zip file. And this is the first funny part. Any NetText file use its own organization, the French organization, the Nordic organization, the Swiss organization. And you have a lot of file with a French name, with an English name, and so on. And each file will contain its own kind of resources. And you want to find the resources. It can be a large, unique XML file. I think Swiss, for example, was publishing a very big XML file.